Paragraph test. V'chol odom kifi ma shezoicha levarer hamomoin v'haparnosad gedusha kol yemei chayim chiyusoi kemoi kein hu mesakein eitz hadas toi vora shehu b'chinas b'itzovo in toichlenom. And each and every single yid, according to the degree that he zoicha to be mesakein his money, again, to earn it properly, to use it properly and everything, b'gedusha, throughout his entire life, to that degree, he is participating in the tikkun of the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, which resulted in that curse of Be'itzovo in Toichlenu. Asher ze ikar avoida sodom kol yemei chayov, l'sakin pigam Eitz Hadas toivora, shu pigam em l'schachomim. And that's clearly one of the most important missions of a yid in his whole life, to be m'sakin the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, which we learned earlier was pigam em l'schachomim. וכפימה שיזכה בחיוב לסכן פגם עץ הדס פגם אמונס חכומים כמוי כן זויכה לעץ השלמה כנל. And to the degree that the person is זויכה to correct the פגם עץ הדס, this פגם אמונס חכומים, to that degree he is זויכה to perfection, to perfect עצה. וידי זה זויכה לאחר מיסוסוי לודעס הו עצה והדרך לעץ החיים ששום צריכן כל הנשום או אסלאלו הזכי ידוע. And by living this kind of a proper life, by correcting whatever he can correct of the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, and living this kind of a proper life, through that he zoicha, when he passes away, to be zoicha to know the path and the Eitzah, how to be zoicha to get to the Eitz HaChaim, where all the neshomos have to plug into. כי דרך עץ החיים הוא בחינס עצו שלמו לעבודת השם, שזהו דרך עץ החיים. Because this concept of דרך עץ החיים symbolizes perfection of עצו in serving Hashem. כי יש להט החרב המספחס לשמור את דרך עץ החיים, שהוא בחינס חלוקה עשו עצו, שמספחס עצוסו מהפך אל הפך בכל פעם. Because the Torah tells us that when Adam Rishon was ejected from Gan Eden, Hashem placed this lahat החרב המספחס to block the derech Eitz HaChaim, that before a person is going to get to derech Eitz HaChaim, they have to go through that. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us this lahat acherav ha-misapeches represents chalukas ha-eitza, where a person goes through a stage where he doesn't know what to do, where things are not clear to him. Shezehu ikar hashmira limnoya me-eitz HaChaim. And when a person encounters this lahat acherav ha-misapeches, this blockage, this thing that blocks a person from getting to Derech Eitz HaChaim, this lack of Eitz HaShlema, that's the greatest protection, that's the greatest thing that blocks a person from getting to Eitz HaChaim. Ki Iker Derech Eitz HaChaim hu Eitz HaShlema. Because what this Derech Eitz HaChaim is really all about is perfection of Eitz HaChaim. Ki Iker Chalukas hu Eitz HaChaim Nimshach me Eitz Hadas Toivora. Because the whole problem that we have of not knowing what to do originates from the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Machma Shelohim Tiku Biteles Hora Shianichal Batoiv Yekuloyechod. Because of the fact that Adam Rishon was not successful in correcting and eliminating the Ra and seeing to it that it should become part of the Toiv and should become all one. The oz, and because when a person is not zoche to perfect that, oz yesh shnei dvorim, then there isn't one, there's two, toiv vora, good and bad. The oz kishyesh shnei dvorim, and when there's two, koshel of haro etzah, it's difficult to figure out which is the right one. Ukemavur lamala. V'alkein yefsher levarer ho etzah bishlemus ad liachar misosoi. Therefore, on a certain level, it's impossible for a person to be zeichet to real perfection of Eitzah until after he passes away. Ki nigzero hamisai de chet Adam Rishon, because we know the curse of death was brought about as a result of the pigam of Adam Rishon. Kama shekosov b'itzofo in toichalena, b'zei asapecho toichalechem ad shuvcho el ho adoma, ki oforatov el ofor toshuv. You know, the Torah writes about death over there. And all of that was because of the lack of perfect Eitzah. היה יכול להיכולל בעץ החיים בחיים חיוסוי. Because if Adam Rishon had not sinned with the Eitz Hadas, we wouldn't have had to go through this process of death. He would have been able to plug into the Eitz HaChayim while he was physically living. V'yochai li'olam, and he would have lived permanently. Asher b'shvil zeh nivra, which was, that's why Hashem created us originally, for eternal life. Ki hayo yodea haderech v'ho'eitzo ha'shleimo li'kolel b'mokoyim she'tzorach li'kolel b'chay ha'chayim b'boyer ha'kol yisporach b'oidoi b'chayim chiyusoy lo'ad lo'netzach. Because had Adam Rish not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he would have known the way and the path and the Eitza, how to plug into where he has to plug into, to Hashem, while he's physically living, to be able to connect in a way that he would live eternally. Ach me'achar she'ochal me'etz hadas, however, once he did eat from the Eitz Hadas, nifgemo v'nechleko atzosoy, the Eitza became damaged. It became split. Ki Hashem sholach l'shom es lahat acher v'hamisapeches shemevalveles atzosoy. Because Hashem sent this lahat acher v'hamisapeches that goes back and forth like a pendulum, right, left, right, you know, right, wrong, which confuses the Eitzah. Kedei shelo yuchal lovoy leitzachayim b'chayov, so that man would not be able to plug into the Eitzachayim while he's physically living. Umeoz v'holo yefsher lovoy leitzachayim kiim lachar misosoy kefi ma shezocha levar ho'eitzah shleima b'chayim chiyusoy. And from that time on, it became impossible for a person to be zocha to get to that Eitzachayim other than after he passes away, and based on to what degree he was zocha while he was physically living, to perfect Eitza, you know, to get to the right Eitza. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki guf v'nefesh nemshochem b'chinas din v'chesed, because the body and soul correspond to and come from the midos of Hashem. The body comes from din, and the neshama comes from chesed. Ki hanefesh hu b'chinas chesed, because the soul is a concept of chesed. V'aguf hu b'chinas din, shehim b'chinas oyer v'choyshech, kemavur b'divur ha-ben ezal ba'tor dirush Hashem v'uzay b'simel ha-medzayim. Because we know that the body and soul are referred to as light and darkness. And again, light is a concept of chesed. On the first day of creation, Hashem created light, corresponding to the midah of chesed. And choyshech is a concept of midah sadin, judgment, harshness. And it's from these two midos of Hashem, Chesed and Din, that their spirals downward into the physical world, it manifests itself sometimes in the form of good and bad. And it's for this reason that the Ra leans towards the body. You know, it attaches itself to the body. It goes after the body. Shehu mibchinas din, which comes from a b'chin of din. Shemishom hishtalshulos achizas ora, kiyadua, which is where ra comes from also. Ra comes, it's an extension of midas adin, and the guf is an extension of midas adin. Ve'ikr chalukas ho'etza humachmas achizas ora shenimshach mipgam eitzadas toivora. And the main concept of unclarity when it comes to Eitzah, that a person doesn't know the right Eitzah, is because of the fact that this Ra exists, which comes from the Pegam of the Eitzah Das Tevra. Shemach mazeh nis'arev ho'Eitzah ve'ein yoidim Eitzah Shleima. Because of the fact that there is this Ra, so the Eitzah has become confused, mixed up, and we don't know what to do. Ve'ilu lo'ichoto odom ho'yohora nichna v'nizbate l'gabi atoiv. If Adam Rishon had not sinned, then the bad would have become subservient and nullified to the good, and din, the midas hadin, would have become part of chesed, and the left would have become part of the right, and everything would have been oneness. And if that were the case, the body would have been pure, completely pure. V'hoyu ha'guf yochoy lihikolel ba'nefesh b'chaim chiyusoy. V'hoyu lechod. And the body would have been able to plug in completely to the neshama, even while the person was physically living, and they would be one. עד שהיה יודע דרך עץ החיים בחיים חיוסוי, so that the person would have been able to know the דרך to the עץ החיים even while he was physically living. שהוא בחינס עצה שלמה, meaning the person would have been זוכה to perfection of עצה, as to how to connect with Hashem. כי מאחר שהורה נזבטל, והכל אחד, אזי בוודאי הוא עצה שלמה. Because when you're זוכה to eliminate the bad completely, and there's all oneness, in oneness there's clarity. You know exactly what to do. ואז הוא יוכל על ידי עצה שלמה להיכולל בחיים חיוסוי, בחי החיים, ויחיוד לנצח. And if that were the case, the person would have been zoicha through this shleimus eitza to plug into Hashem while he was physically living and live permanently. Avo meyachar shepogam b'eitza das toivora, but as a result of the pogam b'eitza das, v'loy nizbatel hora l'gabi atoiv, and the bad was not nullified completely, you know, to the good, nimtza sheyesh shnei dvarim, toiv v'ra. So then we're left with two things, good and bad. Ve'oz ho'etzo nechlekes l'shtayim. And as a result, the decision of which way to go is also, there's good and bad, there's two. Ve'oz ein haguf nichlal banefesh. And then the body does not plug in perfectly to the soul, does not become one with the soul. Al kein behechrech sheyomu sodom, ויוחלק הגוף מן הנפש, ויושב אל האופור, ושום יוגמר הזיכוך באופור מזו המס הנוחש, עד שיזדקך כבו ראשונו, עד שירוי להיכולל בנפש, ועוז יוקום בתחי הסמסים, ויחיה בגוף ונפש. That's why the person has to die, and the body has to be separated from the soul completely, and the body returns to earth, where it completes its purification in the earth to be purified completely from the filth of the snake until it becomes pure like when it was first created, until it's ready to plug into the soul perfectly, and then they'll both rise up in Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the person will live with a body and soul. Va'oz yuchlal beguf ha'nefesh b'chai ha'chaim. And then the person will be zoche to plug into Hashem, who is called the Chaya Chaim, with his body and soul. Ki oz yeda eitzo shleima shu derech eitzo chaim, because then the person will be zoche to complete clarity to eitzo shleima, which is this derech eitzo chaim. Vakoil kefima shezoche levara lesakein zuma sanochosh, and all based on the degree that the person was zoche to work at trying to purify himself from this zuma sanochosh, shekamoikein zochel levara eitz shleima, and to that degree that the person was zoche to purify himself, to that degree he zoche to eitz shleima shu derech eitz chaim, shezehu avoida sodom kol yemei chayev, and this is really the work of a person throughout his entire life. Shaydeze zoche la'achra tchia. Lodas derech eitz chaim. And when a person does all of this, then he's zeicha, when he'll be brought back to life, to know the derech to the eitz chaim. Ki b'chayov yefsher b'shum oifen likolo b'eitz chaim. Because while a person is physically living today, it is impossible to plug into this eitz chaim. Afilu im hu tzadik godol, even if he's a great tzadik, machmas cheto d'morishon, shenigzar olav hamisa l'doiras, as a result of the b'gama d'morishon, where Hashem decreed death, you know, for generations. Ki me'achar ha'chet, yefshar la'haguf li'os nichlal b'nefesh b'shleimus, ki im lachar hamisa. Because once Adam Rishon committed the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it's impossible for the body to plug into the soul completely until after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Nimtza, shetchiyas hameisim hu kefi habirur shemavarim ho eitz ha-shleima me'amoisrois hamaval v'les ha-moyach, shubichinaz b'itzovim techlena. So therefore we see that tchiyas hameisim is dependent on the degree that the person is zoicha to be mavara, this eitzo, to take it out of the moisrois, which mess up the moyach, which it means to take it out of the category of b'itzovim techlena. Shemisham kol ha-parnosa, that's where all parnosa comes from. וזה שקובו הזכורס הגשומים והפרנוסו בתחי הסמסים. Now we could understand why we mention rain and we mention parnosa in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim, the second bracha of the Shmon Esrei. Bechinas, mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechayim meisim barachamim rabim, ki hakoil echod, because these two really are one. Ki Tchiyas HaMeisim hu bechinas klolius guv v'nefesh yachad bi'achdus godol osed lovoi. Tchiyas HaMeisim represents the body and soul coming together with perfect unity, as it'll be in the future. Sheze ikar tachlis shleimus ha'etza. That's the ultimate goal. That's the main purpose of shleimus ha'etza. Likol el beitz ha'chaim. To be zeichet to plug into the eitz ha'chaim. Ki hakol echot kanal. Because all of this is connected. Shemishom nimshach ha'parnosa. And that's where parnosa comes from. Ki ikar ha'parnosa nimsheches mibirur shleimus ha'etza. Because the main hatzlocha in parnosa comes from perfection of Eitzah.